Tell us what's new in XMPP, mate.
Okay. So, hello everybody. I'm Jérôme Poisson. I'm also known as Gophi on the internet. I'm an XMPP developer for more than 15 years. I'm an author and main lead developer of Libervia, which is all-in-one communication tool based on XMPP. I'm a member of the XMPP Standard Foundation for 10 years, and I'm an elected member of the XMPP Standard Foundation Council for this 2024-2025 term, which is a team which is taking the technical decision in the XMPP Standard Foundation. So my goal today is to show you that XMPP is not only a great messaging protocol, it can also be used as a layer to make other tools, and it can simplify your life if you want to make a script with it. So really quick summary of what is XMPP. XMPP stands for Extensive Messaging and Presence Protocol. It was, as its name says, initially thought for instant messaging, but thanks to the X for extensible, it can do a lot of things nowadays. It was introduced in the late 90s. It's 26 years old this year. It's widely used. Many people use it without even knowing it because it's the base in Zoom, it's original protocol in WhatsApp, it's used in many applications, in many video games, it's used a lot. And it has a good history of backport compatibility. I'm pretty sure if you take XMPP client, which was made 15 years ago and without being touched, it should work without modern feature, of course, but it should work with a modern server. So we will start with the instant messaging use case. Let's imagine you want to make a script with a super useful bot, which each time it throws them in a chat, it adds a reaction with a beer and french fries. So you want this bot to work, of course, with the most popular chat application out there, which is WhatsApp Doc. And to do that, you go on the website and you have to check for the API. If you are lucky, there is a library that is available for the programming language you want to use. Then you have to learn the library, the documentation, do some experimentation, see how you get the message, how you do a reaction, etc., etc., and you do an implementation. Okay, now you have something working with WhatsApp Doc, and you want to handle the second most popular chat application there, which is Smoke Signal. So Smoke Signal, same thing, you go there, you check the API, there is no library, so you have to go with the API, you have to do the authentication, maybe handle end-to-end encryption, and learn, experiment, etc., etc. So when you did your second implementation, the first one deprecates its API because it's proprietary software, so it's bad. And so you have to start again from scratch and do a new implementation with a new version of the API. Then there is a third application, but I will stop there because it's more a fantasy. It's not realistic to have three major different and incompatible chat applications used by many people. So what's the solution to that? You have guessed, you can use XMPP. With XMPP and a gateway which translate to other protocols, you do the implementation only once. So you just have to do the reaction and handling on incoming message once, and the gateway will handle the different protocol. What is interesting with that is if there is yet another application, it just needs to be implemented in the gateway. You don't have to change anything in your script. It will still be working. If there is a new version of the API, the gateway will maintain that. And when it's on your XMPP server, it will work out of the box without having to change anything from your site. And I have two good news. The first one is such gateway exists. It's called Sledge, and it's handling most of the most popular chat application. And the second thing is it's not only working with instant messaging, you can do that with about any kind of things. So why would you use XMPP for building your tool? So I put a lot of text in the, but I will be quick because 15 minutes is short, but you can check after the text if you want. The slides are available online. So as we have seen, if you do the implementation, you only do it once. When you use XMPP, it's a coherent system, so you use always the same mechanism, the same way to use identifiers, the same way you reuse other specification, etc. It's flexible, and XMPP does a lot for you. It handles already authentication, end-to-end encryption. There are generic tools you can use to make commands or to send and get notification, etc., etc. And the gateway takes the burden off you. So if you are looking at the gateway for the protocol you want to use, you just have to concentrate on the feature you want to implement with XMPP. And in some cases, it can even improve the feature you have. For instance, with Atom or RSS, the feed you have in newspaper, for instance, you only get new item when you pull the feed. But if there is an implementation which is using Movin, for instance, while it's using XMPP PubSub, and in this case, you can get notification when there is new article without having to pull it by yourself. A quick word on how the XMPP software foundation is organized. The XMPP standard foundation is organized. So the XMPP standard foundation is what handles the administrative things and the organization of specification. So you can, if you are involved somehow in XMPP because you want a client or a standard or anything, you can apply to be a member and there is a vote. It's really rare that somebody is not accepted. It's really an extreme case. But you don't have to be a member if you want to work with, to propose a specification and obviously to use it. There is a standard mailing list where we discuss, we have feedback about stuff proposed. And that's really interesting because we have feedback from people with various experience, software developers, people working on video, people working on encryption, etc. And with all these eyes, we can have, with the time, good solution which is sustainable. There is a summit just before the first day we had today of XMPP summit where we meet face to face and we can discuss many things and see the faces behind the software. The XSF board is administrative, the team which is taking administrative decision, and the XSF council is the team taking the technical decision. So a quick overview, if you have a specification, it goes to the XMPP council just to be accepted, then there is a cycle where you go to the standard mailing list, you have feedback, you update your specification, and it goes to the council, etc., until you have a stable and good specification. Why else I show that, it's to see that we make things to avoid duplication and to keep the thing as long and sustainable as possible. So if we have a feature, we try to make it so it will work for long. So if you base your software on it, you should know that it will work for a long time. Okay, there is a criticism that I often hear about XMPP. There is too many XEP. XEP is XMPP extension protocol. It's the specification we do for every feature. And it may be difficult for software to handle that. So first, that's wrong because we have a good discovery mechanism so we can know which feature are supported by other entities and it works. And the XEP are actually similar to the Unix philosophy. So every XEP do one thing and try to do it well. And we reuse other XEP or other protocols. For instance, we have blogging in XMPP and we use Atom, which is existing specification. And instead of reinventing the wheel, we just reuse stuff which already exists. And so they play nicely together. And what is also useful is a specification is actually a document. It's a recipe. It's a documentation. So if you want to make something and you don't know where to start, you can just check the specification and you will see how it works. And we have precious information. There's always security consideration for that. So you can use your phone to control your robot. PubSub is a publish subscribe. It's a feature when you can publish information in a list and you can it manage subscription notification, it manage permission management. And there is a new feature of hierarchy where you can have a graph and every kind of things. And so it's useful for anything, for many, many things. each time you need a notification, a permission. For instance, I've made a ticket system to manage my bug and feature request for my project with the PubSub implementation. And if tomorrow I plan to make a gateway to GitHub, I can have my any script that I use with that, which will automatically work with issue on any GitHub project. Jingle is when you want to send a lot of data and you want to have a direct connection. So it does a peer-to-peer connection whenever possible. If it's not possible, there is assistance for the server. It's useful when you want a direct connection and you have a hostile network and you want to open a port or traverse a firewall or stuff like that. And it's good for anything that need a lot of data and bandwidth and speed, and if you want to bypass also the server because you just need direct connection. And the gateway, so as we have seen with chat example, it's really useful to communicate to third-party protocol. And it's important to note that gateways are not only for instant messaging. You can have gateway for FTP for file sharing. You can have gateway for WebDAV. I've met a gateway for ActivityPub for blogging, etc. So it's really a generic thing. Some people say they don't like XMPP. So the most obvious answer is you don't need to know how to make an engine to drive a car. Actually, you only need to make XMPP if you want to write a specification or to implement them in a low-level thing like in a library or in a client. In this case, you deal with XML, but if you want to use XMPP as a layer to other things, you can just use software which already deals with the XML for you. And there are a lot of software you can use. Flix XMPP, for instance, is a popular Python module to deal with XMPP. Donc, if you want to make ad hoc command, it's just a few lines of Python. You don't have to deal with XMPP. I've mentioned Prosody because Prosody offers also some gateways. There is a gateway to MQTT. So if you want to work with IoT, it translates MQTT to PubSub. So you just have to deal with that. LibreViewCli is a command line interface of the software I'm working on, and it has an internal JSON representation of stuff. So if you want to work with ticket, for instance, you will get a JSON of the metadata of your ticket. So to conclude this talk, XMPP is great. It's that a lot for you. It's not only for instant messaging. There is a good story of backward compatibility, and we try to make that. And when there is incompatibility, sometimes a fix on the server itself, so you don't have to change anything on your side. There is a really active community. We were around 30 people at the summit, and it's only from people who make the way to Brussels. So you can check the list of GZAP to see the features that are implemented and what you can do. So it's something you should consider if you want to make script or anything, not necessarily instant messaging, but for anything you want, it's something which is really useful to have. That's it for this talk. You can check the project on this XMPP chat room. I am on Mastodon. So you can follow me, and if you have any question, this is the website of my project and my blog. Thank you very much, and if you have any question.
Okay. So I was using XMPP, actually Jabberd, for quite a while with friends, professional and non-professional, so we all had our servers federated. It was a great thing. I loved it. But with a real business customers of mine, I had big issues. Not with the protocol itself, but with the client. It's the only really, really good free XMPP client I had was Conversations for Android. For iOS, there wasn't very. It was last time was 2016-17 when I had to evaluate for. For iOS, there was not much around, and on the desktop, the best thing was the Jitsi client. But then there was one modules under there was two different standards for this message archive, the old and the new thing, I guess.
Yes, there's MAM for the archive.
The protocol itself is fine, but it's very hard to implement it with a customer, because if they want to have mobile, web-based client, and on desktop, your you have to write your
There are different projects we try to. But you're on the instant messaging case. My talk is to use it in more general case. But if you we stick on with your instant messaging case, we have software like Snicket, which try to do software for every major platform with a brand name, unique brand name everywhere. It's working quite well. There is Moovim, which is a web client, but it's using I'm not sure. I think it's still is working on Android and iOS 2, but I'm not sure. It needs to be checked.
Which is sort of this suite of he writes the server, they do conversations and branded it, and I think there's another client for iOS as well.
It's good to hear, because I had this thing in 2016-17 with the evaluation for government agency, and it was a disaster. Not XMPP is great, it's totally great.
Yeah, man, I get that.
The prosody, because it's not able to do a high availability setup with each other, is great.
And Thing have improved a lot also on the desktop. There is Dino, there is a Gadgim which improved the UI. I'm working also on a new desktop front end. On iOS, Siskin and Monal have improved a lot also lastly. I'm not using iOS, so, but I know that it's a really difficult platform to work with, I think. But especially for notification. But Thing have improved a lot the last few years, and you should check the modern state of XMPP. It's not like it was 10 years ago, it's really more modern. There are still few issues, but everywhere there are issues anyway.
Yeah.